This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, when I think of the great minds, the great inventors, I think of Nikola Tesla. And there are two companies that are profit or tried to profit from the theft of his name. One of them is called Tesla, and the other is called Nikola. And these are two companies that have ventured into the electric vehicle market. And to me, both of them are suspicious, but one of them is involved in out-and-out fraud, if not both. Bert's here with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy Friday.
You know, Friday, you know what it means. Friday is Lou Cassidy's day of, there's only two work days till Monday. That's what he says. Lou Cassidy, who will be coming to Marley Woods with us, says that in farming, Friday means only two more work days till Monday. Yeah, happy Friday.
Okay, I thought maybe the Romans fried up vittles for weekend partying. That's where the name Friday came from.
It actually came from Freya's Day. Freya's Day. And let's see. And I was, I believe, the goddess of love. And, yeah, fifth day of the week, Friday. And I'll tell you more about it, but yeah, Freya's Day.
Okay. Well, you're a little older than me. You might have remembered that.
Yeah, probably what, a year or two at the most?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, when I saw that Nikolai is still trading, I'm amazed how this company is still even in business after what they tried. The sham they pulled on the international investing public.
Well, let's talk about Nikolai or Nikola. Yeah, the company that defrauded investors out of how much? Hundreds and hundreds of millions? Did it hit a billion yet?
Well, the verdict's out, right? Because the stock's still trading. So the question is, what's going to, you know, probably most likely they'll go out of business and someone will buy the assets. What will shareholders get? Hard to say. If it's zero, then it's like, you know, who's holding the bag, you know, like musical chairs, who's there at the end? But really hard to say. I mean, I'm sure there's some assets there worth something, you know, just like when a lot of those solar companies that were funded 10 or 12 years ago went out of business. They did have factories and assets. And, in fact, one of those ex-solar companies that was funded by ill-conceived government programs, you know, one of those factories in Fremont, and I don't recall the solar panel company off the top of my head, but that's now a Tesla factory. Elon very opportunistically took over the whole factory. I think he's even using some of the machinery to produce some of his cars and batteries.
Yeah, he is an opportunist. There's absolutely no question about it. And, you know, Class, I do not hold Elon Musk in high regard. I do not. I think, as Bert mentioned, you use the word opportunistic. What Elon Musk has done is taken other technologies and modified it, and maybe used the government money to build his company. And so for one example, Tesla got into solar panels for roofing. Now, they took solar panels and they said, shoot, there's shingles underneath the solar panels. And then we have to put a rack up there and a mounting system, so we have to mount the solar panels to the roof. What if we just had the roof be the solar panels? That's a great idea, right? I don't think it really took off. I mean, it's a great idea. So you have your whole roof be a solar panel. Of course, your roof has to face the right direction. But that's a problem. Like, where do you get replacement solar panel shingles? I guess you get them from the Tesla company. What if they stop making them? Then what do you do? So then you have a roof that looks like it's been patched and patched and patched. The patches don't match the roof. And what happens if hail hits it and breaks these glass panels? So a lot of questions. Overall, I think it's a pretty great modification of the original idea of putting solar panels on the roof. But that's the kind of thing that Tesla does. He did not invent the electric car, by the way. That was around in 1906. And it used an Edison battery, a nickel iron battery, which was around in 1906. So the battery bank that we have for our solar system here at the farm is a nickel iron Edison battery. It's not made by the Edison company, and it doesn't say any Edison. There's no Edison verbiage on it. We imported them direct from China. Because why? Because we don't make them here in this country. Why is that? I guess because we're not competitive, and our government isn't protecting our industry. And they say, well, let the Chinese make them, because, you know, heck, we don't, you know, it's hard enough to get out of the Lazy Boy and push the remote buttons. So why do we want to make heavy batteries and cells? So back to this guy from the CEO who founded the electric truck company called Nikola. He was arrested, right?
Yeah, he was arrested and freed today, or I guess yesterday. This did surprise me, the magnitude. He was freed on $100 million bail after pleading guilty. I'm sorry, not guilty, to charges alleging he defrauded investors.
So let's get back to exactly what happened. So this guy founds a company, does an initial public offering, sells stock, gets investors, claims he had a truck, claimed he developed a proprietary battery system that no one else had, and he had none of that, right?
Well, you skipped a few steps. So somewhere along the line before he went public, he had gotten other investors. So presumably those investors, if they had done their due diligence, are in on the scam. I don't know that any of them have been arrested also. Maybe some of them truly were also duped. They basically provided the money before the IPO. Then the IPO came when they raised their large amount of money.
You and I have talked privately off the air. No secrets, just we weren't talking on the air. And when this first came out, I mentioned that there's no way that we have the technology, and I even said this on the air class, to the class, that there's no way that I believe that we have a battery bank that has the energy density to become the power source for a farm tractor or a truck, pickup truck, or a tractor trailer. And Nikola claimed that they did have the technology to build an electric and hydrogen-powered pickup truck. They claimed they had that technology. And they claimed it was, if I'm not mistaken, a proprietary technology for the battery bank. And they didn't. Is that right, Bert? They did not have it.
No. No, it was a scam.
Mm-hmm. And so who pays when there's a scam like this? People buy shares in a company that is based on lies. Lies. So people say, well, electric truck, boy, I didn't have one of those before. Boy, that's awesome. It's got to take off. It's got to take off. So people who haven't studied chemistry, physics, and electronics and don't know about Ohm's law might actually think that this could have happened. But literally, there's no farm tractor that has the energy density to replace diesel fuel. None. And I know how much work a farm tractor does. Right now, one of our farm tractors is mowing one of our fields. And let me tell you what it's doing. Just to put this in perspective. It's attached to what's called a bat wing mower. So this tractor is roughly 100 horsepower. It's a four-cylinder turbo diesel tractor. The rear wheels probably weigh 800 pounds apiece each. The tractor weighs about 12,000 pounds. It's hooked up to a mower that is 15 feet wide. It has four gearboxes to make this mower work. And four drive shafts. And like maybe 10 wheels. It is so heavy that it's tough for this tractor to pull just the mower, let alone operate the blades. You've seen these. These are the mowers that are on the highway department. They have three sections, a center section and two wings. And the wings articulate up and down to terrain that's not flat. They're called bat wing mowers.
Yeah, it takes 100 horsepower. Basically what you're convinced is the problem is battery density. And although we've made some good progress, we haven't made enough. So the batteries themselves just don't have the energy density that we need for, you know, heavy machinery to be able to work. I mean, they just have to be too physically large, and they don't have enough energy storage. So you'd have weird kind of looking machinery where the battery compartment might actually be larger than the rest of the tractor itself. So until we solve that, I think you're right on in that the electric is best suited for the smaller. In other words, think about it. It makes common sense. Where did we have electric like 50 years ago? Golf carts. And probably, you know, and they obviously still electric makes a lot of sense. You know, now motorcycles and go-karts and stuff, they're moving to electric. You don't see too many gas powered anymore. So I think the smaller you go, the more electric makes sense. But it could change. And by the way, since it is humorous Friday, there is another solution to that tractor. We could just plug it in.
Well, that's exactly what they did do on stage, right? So back up just a little bit. These guys claimed that they made something called a Nikola One, Nikola space One. This is a tractor trailer. So they said they made an electric tractor trailer. But in order to get the video, I'll let Bert tell you the story, but in order to get the video of this thing going down the road, when we come back, why don't you tell our class what they did in order to show this thing in motion going down the road? Oh, and the operative word is down. We'll be right back.
Fascinating story.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So Bert's with us. He's in California. He's a patent holder. He's an electrical engineer and electronic engineer. And we're talking about probably one of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated in the Milky Way galaxy. Right now, it looks like $8.5 billion worth of stock is out there. $8.5 billion. I don't know, any other Ponzi scheme or any other fraud that is as big as this. But there's a video class, and Bert can tell you about this. There's a video of this truck, and you know it's a tractor and a trailer. So the tractor is like the engine and the cab and the steering wheel and the suspension that allows the pulling of the trailer. And it looks like it's hooked up to a 53-foot trailer. It's marked U.S. Express. So that's a real trailer. There's no question about it. It's an 18-wheel rig. And it's hooked up to this white electric tractor. And let me just define a couple terms. When you're talking about a gasoline or diesel-powered vehicle, that's a gasoline engine or it's a diesel engine. If you're talking about an electric vehicle, that would be an electric motor. So a motor is different from an engine, okay? An engine uses a petroleum product when it's something that's going over the road. A motor is an electric motor. So, Bert, this thing is rolling down the hill, an operative word, rolling, other operative word, down the hill. What are we looking at? Did I lose Bert?
No. Bert is okay. Here.
Okay.
So, you know what happened is I was pulling tight on our soup can from Silicon Valley to Missouri, and I think the string snapped. But
it's still good here. It's still good. Or maybe it snapped somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Well, I have a backup can, and I was able to fasten it on.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Yeah. So what were we watching? We're watching this white tractor and trailer going downhill. What are we watching?
Oh, my God. So let's first look at what it actually was. You know, he purported that it was his hydrogen-powered truck, and they even stenciled that on it. So the reality is it wasn't even being powered. There was no motor in it. It was going downhill. It was not even running. And so here's something else that, you know, a lot of people thought it was, okay, at least it was a real truck that they built. And, you know, maybe they had a few bugs to work out with the hydrogen power or, you know, something like that. But actually, what I have just found out through my research is it wasn't even a truck. It was built with minivan and car parts that were taped up with duct tape on the inside, so it wasn't even a actual, you know, existing, even the body of the vehicle. So how can you, you know, I mean, how can you think you are going to get away with that? I mean, just the brazenness of how they would do this right when they're selling their IPO, I mean, wow. And unfortunately, you know, our SEC dropped the ball in allowing this company even to go public. I mean, that's another story. But, yes, it was literally duct taped from car parts and then, as you said, rolling down a hill to make it look like it was running. Now, they didn't have to show any exhaust because there was no exhaust. Actually, there was because they supposedly were burning hydrogen, although if you know anything about hydrogen, it burns clean into just water vapor. So, it was pretty brazen, Ben.
Bert, I've driven an 18-wheeler. And when I was a lot younger, I was a volunteer fireman. And it happened to be one of those gasoline tanker trucks. And our volunteer fire department got one, and it was painted red. And we put water in it. Instead of gasoline, we hold water to put out fires. And so I learned how to drive an 18-wheeler. And I got to tell you, it takes an enormous amount of power / energy to move an 18-wheeler. An enormous amount. The one that I drove had a 10-speed transmission. 10 speeds. That's why you hear these things shifting. Because they have to. To match the power to the load and the speed. Anyway, this thing was a whole fraud. I'll put a link on BitChute.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The National Institutes of Health has doled out nearly $46 million in taxpayer funds to 100 Chinese institutions in the form of subgrants since the 2012 fiscal year to conduct research into infectious diseases, drug addiction, mental health, and other scientific fields, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation analysis of federal spending data. For President Joe Biden and the senators laboring over a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package, there's just one question left. Can enough Republicans get to yes? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is confident.
My goal remains to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period. Both. It might take some long nights. It might eat into our weekends.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA's Wendy King reports on a somewhat disappointing jobs report.
About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. The department's figure was higher than most economists expected. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. The report came on the same day the Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy grew by almost 7% for the second quarter of 2020, which was the third straight quarter of increased growth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas actually bothered to look at the data the CDC used to justify its new mask mandate decision. The game changer, data the CDC used for the mask mandate, is from a single study from India. The study that influenced this decision, it followed healthcare workers who were vaccinated with a vaccine not even approved in the U.S., Crenshaw added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Because I'm going to put a link on the Ron Gibson channel's USA Prepares broadcast class for today. So that you can go click on it, and it'll show you this article in the Daily Mail about this huge fraud, $8.5 billion fraud. And Bert, I want to get your permission, and we haven't discussed this. So you tell me yes or no, and whatever you decide, we'll do. But this fraud of claiming this company, Nikola, claiming that they had something that they didn't have, claiming that they had a hydrogen-slash-electric-powered truck and a hydrogen or electric pickup truck, this massive fraud, is very much akin to something that happened to you and me and Andy with our satellite communications manufacturing company when our building was broken into, the building that we were renting space in was broken into, and technology was stolen. Do you mind if I talk about that, or do you want to, or do you want to not talk about it?
Jump in.
Okay. All right. So, class, well, before we do that, you want to talk about how this vehicle was on stage. It's being unveiled in 2016. It's on stage, and it's called like a pusher type of a tractor to pull a trailer, an 18-wheeler. And so this was supposed to be a hydrogen electric vehicle. As a matter of fact, it said hydrogen electric right on the side of the truck. However, there was a cable that was coming up through the floor into the cab, which is really hard to see, but you'll see it in this link I'm going to publish today on the Ron Gibson channel for USA Prepares class on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. Bert, what was that cable for?
You know, I'm trying to think.
Well, it was an electric cable that was snaked up from the stage floor where this electric appearing truck, hydrogen appearing electric truck, was on display. And in order to power this thing, to make, you know, the lights work and things like that, to make it look like it's real, they powered it from the grid. They had an extension cord, a cable running up through the floor that was hard to see, but it was there. So this thing is, you know, beyond a total.
That's amazing. Wow.
Okay. So getting back to you and Andy and me. The three of us founded a satellite communications manufacturing company back around, roughly around 1980, maybe a little bit before. And we developed very, really brilliant products. Now, who was the chief engineer? That would be Bert. Bert came up with a design, an electronic design that was brilliant. Nobody had anything like it. Nobody. And we were the least expensive satellite receiver in the world. And it worked. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was being bought.
A lot of them that didn't work.
Right. Well, ours worked. And companies that had, like, Holiday Inn, they would buy a bunch of them, and they would put them in a utility, electric utility room, and they would tune them to, like, Showtime and HBO, and they would have one satellite receiver of ours for each channel, and then they would mix that and put it on the cable system so that it could be seen in all the rooms of their hotel.
Yeah, I told them not to do that. Well, I probably not strong enough because we needed the sales, but the problem was back then it was not feasible to do phase lock loop tuning, so they weren't really locked. You know, I don't want to get too technical, but now, you know, the technology to do phase lock loop tuning is very inexpensive because of all our modern integrated circuits. Back then, they were literally tuned with just a open running oscillator and a DC voltage. So they drifted a little, is what I'm getting at. And it's okay for your home. You know, you could get up and hit the dial every, you know, half hour or whatever to tune it in on top of your TV. But if it's in the equipment room at the Holiday Inn and you're running it to all the rooms, you know, basically you're building a little mini cable system with the over-the-air satellite signals. You know, you needed something more expensive. So,
yeah. But they did it. They took our receiver, your design, Andy's mechanical design, Andy Gibbs, I'm talking about, our third partner, business partner. And if the temperature was relatively stable in the equipment room, it worked. It worked.
Well, they did it because they saved hundreds of thousands of dollars as well. So maybe you could argue without our stuff, they couldn't even afford to provide those channels. So
that's
anyway,
right.
Okay,
so here's the whole point. So we made the world's lowest cost satellite receiver that worked. We also made the world's most sophisticated satellite receiver. And I have both of them right here in the studio, Bert. I have one of each from our production line that I've kept. Now, the one that was the most sophisticated had more bells, whistles, dials, bar graph. Nobody had anything like that. And we were going to unveil it at the upcoming largest satellite communication show in the world. And we did. And when we got there, just before we got there, like 6 weeks before, our company was broken into. And we were a tenant, and the alarm system company called the owner of the building and said, hey, the alarm just went off. It was that night. And the owner of the building said, well, that darn thing's always going off. Nah, don't worry about it. Well, what happened was our company was broken into, our designs were photocopied and stolen, and we saw an exact knockoff of our product at the next show 6 weeks later at half the price that we would sell ours for. So ours was like $1,495 for the world's... I mean, this thing is... if you looked at it today, you'd still say it's top of the line, even today. Well, it was knocked off. We used the latest GE plastics. We used an aluminum case. We had a really good power supply. Everything about it was top of the line, everything. Well, this other company that broke into our, or they hired somebody to break in and steal our design, they knocked it off. And what they did was they put that receiver that looked just like ours, I mean, it was identical, on a display in a trade booth at the same show that we were at. And they were taking orders for $750, half of our price. Andy was so mad when he saw that they stole our design. He jumped the, you know, those ropes like you see at banks to have you, you know, stay in line. That kind, those kind of, they're like gold-colored posts with these velvet cables on them or velvet ropes. He jumped that, grabbed that receiver before he was, you know, accosted. There was nothing in it. Nothing. It was a battery and some LEDs to make it look like it was powered up. Period. And here's what that did to us. It killed us. It put us right out of business. Because when the customers had an opportunity to buy them right from us, right off the showroom floor at this convention for $1,495, which was way less than everything else, way better value than twice the value, three times the value of the closest competitor, at $1,495. The customers at this convention could buy ours and take it home and plug it in and have it work, or they could test it right there on the floor of the convention and see that it worked. But instead, what they did was they said, why would I do that when I can have one in 6 weeks from this other company? It looks just like yours. Our sales went to zero, and we put everything we had, all of our life savings, all of us, our life savings, into making this product, and it was stolen, and it was a fraud, just like the Nikola truck. Bert, your comments, please.
Yeah, so, you know, I remember, they could take our designs by just buying our product and copying it. So, you know, not sure what happened. My recollection of that break into our office and factory was that I think they were expecting that we had, you know, thousands of units in inventory laying around. And the fact is, we sold everything we could make. We sold. I don't think we had more than, you know, five units boxed up, ready to go, that could ever be there at any given time. You know, there was lots of work in process on the factory floor. But as far as actual inventory, I think we projected such a large image of ourselves. They were expecting a warehouse filled with, you know, thousands of units packed up, you know, in the shipping and receiving room or something. So as far as copying, you know what? Back then, the technology was moving so fast. Everybody was copying things from everyone else. And, you know, I didn't copy, per se, anyone else's design. But when I saw something new coming out on a competitor's product, I tried to figure out how they did it and maybe how we could do it better. And, you know, we leapfrogged. If you remember, our last version of that original design worked just outstanding. I mean, it was probably the best, even, you know, even better than some of the more expensive receivers that we're selling. I don't want to give the brand names or whatever, but they were all small companies. So anyway, that's my recollection. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was 41 years ago. It was 41 years ago. And Al Gore was interested in our technology. And, you know, we were three broke 20-year-olds, you know, later 20s. Okay? And we put everything we had into our company. We didn't have any salaries. We didn't have we didn't sell stock. It was just three guys working day and night, 24/7, until we collapsed. And sometimes Andy would collapse right on the floor in the hallway, and we'd have to walk around him. But it was just three guys working passionately to build the best that we could, and we did it out of our own wallets. And to have that company steal our design just frosted us. Absolutely. And it was the nail in our coffin that put us under, because we bet everything we had on this design, because we knew there was nothing better. There was no better value. There was no better product in the world than the TX4000.
You know, you mentioned our friend Al Gore. It was funny because he went around to all the shows to promote the satellite TV industry, which was great. He was a great ambassador for us, but he went on to claim that, you know, he created that industry. And what else do we know that he later, a few years later, claimed that he created? And he actually was probably a little more credible on satellite TV, because he literally did go and speak at the shows and promote everything. But on the Internet, I don't think so. That sounded to me more like that was DARPA that created the original Internet.
Well, Al Gore, class, Al Gore, the former vice president, came to our booth at a convention. And it was the largest satellite communications convention at that time. He came to our booth, and he was stunned by our technology. He couldn't believe it. So for a guy who invented the satellite communications industry to be stunned by the smallest satellite communications manufacturer in the world, it's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Well,
and there are only three of us.
He created it.
Yeah. What I'm saying is it's all a lie. Let's talk about the repair department when we come back. Bert's with us.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or today's hot.
Watch it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Petonis is with us, and if it sounds like I'm venting a little anger, I am. I am, because we built, and when I say we, most of this was Bert and Andy's Mechanical Designs, Andy Gibbs. And I was the chief financial officer, but I really liked, you know, jumping into the electronics part. So I spent some time on the repair bench. But I just went to the internet to look up the TX-4000 satellite receiver. Bert, I can't find it. It's nowhere. But your design had 18 knobs, switches, and knobs and switches and controls. Nobody had anything even halfway to that point. We had bandwidth selectors, audio level selectors, filters, low pass filters, stereo, mono. We had signal level dials. We had the video low pass system. We had video invert, bandwidth selector, signal gain adjustments. We had scan tuning. I mean, this thing went on and on and on, and it was rugged. And it was priced below everything that would even be remotely close to it. And there was nothing remotely close to it, believe it or not. And we were put out of business by a fraud, by someone saying, hey, we got the same thing. Looks the same, but we can't sell it to you right now, but we'll take your money, $750, and you pay us now, and you'll get it in 6 weeks. And it never happened. That other company never delivered the first unit, and it killed us. It put us out of business. Bert, any comments?
Well, I mean, a lot of things were going on then. Really, what put the whole industry out of business was, I mean, there were lots of channels on the satellite, and, you know, you should be free to view anything that was broadcast. They were trying to say they were using the satellites as a private communications channel to the cable companies, and individuals shouldn't be allowed to view it, and, of course, that didn't really hold water. But what really killed the industry is when finally the premium broadcasters like HBO began putting scrambling, and then they could keep individuals from watching it without a scrambler. And of course they charged, you know, buku dollars for that. And that's really what killed the industry. Was when the premium channels just scrambled, and then didn't make sense to put a $5,000 satellite system in your backyard if you were going to also have to pay $100 a month to get the scrambler.
Yeah, but the point I'm trying to make is there's been fraud for a very, very long time, 40 years that we know of for sure. And so the people who have invested in the Nikola truck have been defrauded. There's no other way of looking at it. And companies can be put out of business, or companies can make a fortune based on rumor, innuendo, scuttlebutt, and scandal. Meaning a scandal can be manufactured to put a company out of business. Matter of fact, that's what happened to us when my family, when we were in Virginia. We were cleaning everybody's clock, every single company that sold computers. We sold a better computer for at least a third less than everybody else. The closest competitor was a third more expensive than we were for less.
Yeah, probably
so
Radio.
The competitor, what was that?
Radio Shack?
No, it was a company in a little hamlet called Farmville, Virginia. And I don't want to give this guy any credit. But here's what he did. He was so angry that he couldn't compete with us because we were manufacturing computers on our farm in the factory that we built. Okay? We had a better computer, more durable, with parts that were available to repair, replace parts that are available on the open market. And he didn't. So people flocked to us and they wanted to buy our computer. He had to advertise. We didn't. And so what he did was we were selling to the school systems. And every time there was an open bid for, you know, buying a lab full of computers, let's say 30 computers or so, we always won. I mean, we were never, ever, ever beaten. Never. And this guy was so, our competitor was so angry. What he did was he went to the superintendents of the schools. And he said, you know, that guy Vanilla. That's Finelli spelled with a V, like the flavor of ice cream, vanilla ice cream. Finelli, you know what he's doing, right? Well, he's with the mob, you see, and that's all stolen equipment. That's how he's doing it. So it scared the superintendents so that they wouldn't buy our product because they thought they'd make the front page of the news for buying stolen goods. It was all made up. All made up. And so you and I have experienced a whole bunch of these fraudulent situations. So when I found out about this, one of the superintendents called and said, how are sales? And I said, there's zero. He said, you know why? He told me why. He told me what our competitor did. So I called our competitor and I said, we've never met, but I'd love to meet with you for lunch. I'd like to take you to lunch. I took him to lunch. And I sat right across from him and I said, here's what I'm going to do. You're going to jail. You're going to jail for fraud because you've been selling computer systems without licenses from Microsoft. You're going to jail unless you call all these superintendents and tell them that what you said was made up. So we called the superintendents, and our sales went right back up. Bert, thanks so much for being with us. And, boy, this was kind of an emotional thing for me, this class.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.